Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Welcome to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Randy.
I am Dak.
And this is Ryan.
And we welcome you to the 2024 Disney, I don't know, trivia. I got so excited that then I
got... Yeah, Disney trivia duel.
And I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, we haven't done a game since, like, what, episode 6?
Is that true?
It's been a minute.
I feel like we did a game at the very beginning of our podcast, and then we kind of got away from it because, well, for whatever reasons we did. And now it's like, well, it's the 23rd of December since we're not releasing on our normal Wednesday because it's Christmas. So Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody. However, if you're hopping in your car today and you're, you know, making a road trip for the holidays, it'd be kind of fun to play a little trivia game with us as you drive along, right? Kind of.
Yeah, fun. I think it's a great idea. I mean, okay. What better way to make sure that you are super attentive to the road than by listening to three sonorous bass voices? Congratulations, you've made it.
You have, yeah. Just call us Barry White and Luther Vandross, and what's another deep voice?
Darth Vader.
James Earl Jones.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, shall we start this off?
I mean, yeah, Ryan, you're driving tonight.
Okay,
aren't you?
I'm driving the episode. So this is Disney trivia duel: Dak versus Randy. We're gonna find out who truly is the smarter person here.
A preview. Preview. Disney trivia: Dak's gonna win.
Who is most knowledgeable when it comes to now? Listen, I came up with 15 questions, and most of these questions have more than just one part to them. So there's multiple points available for a lot of these questions. Randy, you look like you want to say something.
I just, the game's rigged. I'm telling you right now. It sounds like it's rigged. You're just going to, you know.
Okay,
this is what I get for missing a week. Here's your punishment.
hey, listen, I did my best to come up with, I don't want to call them unique questions, but I think these are pretty good questions. Basic Disney history, really around the parks, mostly around the parks. So let's see here. I got 15 questions.
So we're going, just to make sure, we're going radio style. You use your name as your buzzer, correct?
Your name is the buzzer, and I will do my best to acknowledge the first person that I hear, although this will be an honor system. So if one of you spits out your name first and I miss it anyway. Okay. 15 questions. Shall we get going?
Let's do this.
All right. If you're in your car, play along. This will be fun. All right. Let me start off here. Let me start off kind of easy here. So this question is worth, this is worth 1 point. Starting you out easy, all right? Okay, number one. Which Imagineer was tasked with creating Pandora?
Dak.
Dak.
Easy.
Easy?
Joe Rohde.
All right, that's correct. Yeah, Joe Rohde, the Taskmaster, world-famous Imagineer, responsible for Animal Kingdom and then later Pandora. All right, Dak, you get 1 point. We're off to a great start. And that's why that question was only worth 1 point, because I knew it was going to be easy.
So easy.
That was very easy. Okay. They get harder. I promise they get harder. Hey, listen, I wanted to test you guys. I have faith that you guys are going to get most of these answers, but I didn't want to make them too cupcakey. So that was a cupcake. I would say this was like a free throw for Dak, but Dak misses most of his free throws.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
So this is like, that was like a layup.
Even those are questionable. I know.
All right. So question number two. All right. I'm going to say this is worth, this is just worth 1 point. Okay. All right. There are four resort hotels on the Disney World Skyliner route. Name those four hotels.
Randy.
Go ahead.
Riviera. Caribbean Beach. Port Orleans. And, oh, this is the hard one. Hard one. If I stare really hard at Dak's head, it would come down.
Four.
I lost it. Okay. I only got three of the four.
So, Dak, you can steal. But I will say, Randy, you were actually wrong about one of those answers.
Oh, really? It's not Port Orleans then, huh?
Yeah. So, go ahead, Dak. Can you got it?
I hope so. So, okay. I got Art of Animation, Pop Century, Riviera, Caribbean Beach.
Yeah, that's correct.
Those two are on the Skyliner?
Yep.
It's kind of cheating to call 55 buses? Pop and Art as two separate because they kind of meet in the middle.
They do meet in the middle, but I took that directly from the Walt Disney World website. So
yeah. I've never even been on that line of the Skyliner.
It's its own separate run.
Well, it does make sense at the
top. Then I don't think that it's true.
That is a benefit. In addition to them being the cheapest hotels, Pop and Art, having the Skyliner there is a benefit.
So. Yeah,
whatever. They get 55 buses per minute.
They do. I will agree with that.
I mean, I'm standing there at my deluxe resort bus stop, and I'm like, I don't think it's coming. I don't think it's ever going to come. And just one after the next, after the next, after the next. Mamma mia.
All right. So
well,
that was
this game. This game stinks.
All right. Question number three. Dak's leading 2-0. This should be another easy one. All right. True. This is just a true or false. All right. Now, if you buzz in your name and you get it wrong, the other person will automatically get the
automatic
point. Okay. True or false? The Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular is an original attraction to Hollywood Studios.
Dak.
Go ahead, Dak.
False.
That is false. Do you know when it became an attraction?
Boy, I am going to guess 1997.
It opened up 4 months after the park's opening.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I think Hollywood opened up in what, March or May of 89, and then Indiana Jones was like August of that year.
I'm filing a protest on the form of the question.
Because I was way off. I thought 97.
No. Hey, there are no trick questions here.
No. You said original, and the interpretation of that was it started at that park.
Oh, I'm.
So what I'm getting is Randy's already holding this game in protest.
I held this game in protest before we even started, homie.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, there's still plenty of time. All right, question number four.
Yeah, right.
They're going to get a little harder from here on out. All right. Hey, speaking of Hollywood Studios. When MGM Studios opened in 18, I'm sorry, not 18.
18.
When MGM Studios opened up in 1989, this structure served as the park icon until it was removed in 2016.
Dak.
What is it, Dak?
It's the Mickey's Sorcerer Hat. Oh, that is. Nope. That's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Randy, you got a guess? It's a free guess.
I thought it was the gate that said MGM Studios over it.
Nope. So the park.
It's the water tower.
Is it the clock?
It's the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, the little thing with the clock and world thing up there.
No, it's just it was that faux water tower in the back.
Oh.
And it had Mickey ears on it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. So this question had a bonus question, a bonus point. When they took it down, what was put in its place?
Oh, that was my original answer. Dak.
Okay.
That's the sorcerer's hat.
No, that's incorrect.
What? Now I'm protesting this game.
Randy, you got a guess? It's a free guess.
No, I've already looked foolish enough this round.
Okay. It was Slinky Dog. So the tower was in the back. The sorcerer's hat was in the front.
Okay. Where was Slinky Dog?
Non-existent.
It didn't exist at that time.
You just said that was what replaced the
Eiffel Tower. So the tower was there at the opening.
Oh,
of the park.
Oh, I totally misunderstood what you were asking there. I thought you were saying what became the next icon for the park. We're good.
Okay.
The Tower of Terror.
That's true. That's true.
So, yeah, interestingly enough, as I did the research on this, there's the park icon, and then there's the visual centerpiece. So the visual centerpiece has been the Chinese theater.
Yeah.
But Tower of Terror is now the park icon. You're right. I should give Randy a point for that.
Yeah, I'll take it. I wrote it down.
All right. Question number five. Dak is leading 3-0. Okay. All right. Let's do this here. Okay. Let's see. Ooh, this is going to be kind of... I'll come back to that one. All right. Question number five. The World Showcase originally opened up... So this is a two-part question. 2 points possible. The World Showcase originally opened up with how many countries?
Dak, nine.
Nine is correct. Which two countries were not included in the opening day?
Boy.
I'll give you five, four, three.
I'll say Norway and Morocco. Those are random guesses.
No, that's totally it. Yeah, so Morocco came in 84 and then Norway in 88, right? I think those were the dates. Dang, Dak's on fire. Well, Randy, you did call it.
Randy is not happy right now.
I told you it was a stupid game.
I was trying to be fair in some of these questions. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Question number six here. Ooh, this one's going to be tough. All right. This one is actually worth 3 points.
Shut the front door.
Okay. There have been three featured nighttime fireworks shows at Magic Kingdom.
Ooh.
The most recent is Happily Ever After, which replaced Wishes, which replaced this. So what was the first fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom?
I do not know.
Okay, Dax a no. Randy, any guesses?
It was started with fantasy, I'm pretty sure.
I may give you a point just for getting half the word.
Fantasy
fireworks spectacular.
No. And Fantasy in the Sky. That's it. Fantasy in the Sky.
Yes, that's correct.
Nice.
So I did think Dacky would get that because I believe this is the same show that is currently playing at Disneyland Paris.
Oh, there you go.
If I'm not mistaken.
No, I did not know that. Good job, Randy.
It's the one that started at Disneyland all those many years ago.
Beautiful.
Okay. All right. 3 points to Randy. Good job. Okay. I think this will be another tough one. The Walt Disney World monorail system has how many lines servicing how many stations or stops? So this is a 2-point question. How many lines does the monorail system have, and how many stops or stations are there on those lines?
Dak.
Go ahead, Dak.
I'm going to guess 2 lines with 5 stops.
Nope.
Dang it.
Is this a 2-part question or a 1-part question?
So there's 2 different answers. So number one, how many lines are there?
There's 3.
That's correct. And then how many stations or stops are there?
All together. So you've got... 1, 2.
I'll work with you. We'll work with you. You get the point.
5.
Magic.
6. So you got Magic and Epcot. That's 2. You've got Poly, Grand Floridian, and Contemporary. That's 5. And the Transportation Ticket Center. That's 6.
That's 100% correct.
Good job.
Yep. And just
like that, we're tied up.
How many points was that worth?
That was worth 2 points.
2 points. It's a tie score. Look at that.
Tie score, just like that.
At least I didn't get shut out.
All righty. So this is question number 7. Let's see here.
I missed Epcot. I don't know how I missed that. What's the third line?
That's the Epcot line, the resort loop, and then the TTC.
Yep.
So the TTC is a different line than the resort loop?
Yeah, the TTC's got its own in addition to the resort loop.
There you go.
Yep. Okay. All right. Tie game. Question number 7.
They go in opposite directions, by the way.
See, Dak, Randy's just wanting more points as we go. All right. Question number 7. And this may lean more towards Dak. All right. Name the 2 character dining restaurants at Epcot. There are only 2.
Hmm.
Well, I know one for sure.
I know one.
Call your name when you're ready to answer. One.
Right, 2 of them. At Epcot?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Okay. Well, what's one of them?
Akershus.
Okay. The other is the Garden Grill.
Oh, my gosh.
Garden Grill.
Yeah.
Yep. Chippendale.
Chippendale. That's right.
Where's that at?
It's in the Living with the Land pavilion.
Yeah. It's that rotating restaurant.
What?
That rotates like once every hour.
Living with the Land pavilion smells so bad. I couldn't imagine being
there. Well, that's because of the.
It's directly above Sunshine Seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I can't imagine eating there. That's what I just said.
For what it's worth, my neighbors have eaten there and they enjoyed it. And then Holly, my wife has said it's pretty good too. So
yeah, I've heard it's not bad.
Yeah, yeah. Some people say Sunshine Seasons is a great place to eat as there well. So.
That's true too.
Not on this podcast. Okay, question number 8.
Come to this podcast for the truth, not that fluff.
Right. All right. This one may lean more towards Randy. All right. In no particular order, what are the 3 fastest roller coasters at Disney World?
Ooh.
Randy.
Go ahead.
Everest. Rock and Roller Coaster. Cosmic Rewind.
That is incorrect.
Dang it.
All right. So I'll go Test Track.
Oh, yes. Dang it.
Cosmic. And then I'm going to have to say Everest.
That is also incorrect.
Is it Rockin'?
Nope, it's Tron.
Oh, so come on. That
it's Test Track. It's Test Track. It's Guardians.
See,
and it's Tron.
But here's, you know, and we both missed it regardless, but I don't consider Test Track a roller coaster.
I don't either.
It's not even, close to a roller coaster.
Okay, I should have rephrased the question. The fastest attraction.
Attractions.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I'm with you, Randy. I would.
But Tron is a roller coaster, so we both screwed the.
Yeah, we both missed that one.
Yeah. So, well, luckily nobody got a point on that one. All right. Okay. Another easy. This is worth 1 point. You may spot this character blending into the natural habitat at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, Dak. What's her name?
Oh, go ahead, Dak.
Divine.
Divine is her name. I would say I see her about 1 out of every 5 trips. She does a great job blending in.
Actually, she's only there 1 out of every 5 trips, but that's okay.
All right. So we are on question. I got 4 or 5 left here. We got, so the score is currently Randy 5, Dak 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 to 5. Dak is in favor.
It's a juggernaut.
Dak, what do you say?
It's a juggernaut.
You look like a juggernaut.
You do, man.
Do actually.
All right, we got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5 questions left. All right. So this one is also worth, this is just worth 1 point. In order of smallest to largest, rank the 4 Disney World parks.
Ooh, smallest to largest. Dak.
Randy.
Okay, you go first, Dak.
I'll go Hollywood, Epcot, Magic, Animal.
That is wrong.
Dang it.
Randy.
I'm going to go... Hollywood Magic Epcot Animal.
That's also wrong. It is Magic Hollywood Epcot Animal.
So Magic Kingdom, you're telling me Magic Kingdom is the smallest park in the...
Well, I mean, nobody got the point, but you can Google search me real fast and verify it.
Oh,
well, yeah,
I did too.
But it's got a massive expansion taking place.
Well, according to the internet, that hasn't happened yet.
Which is always correct.
Oh, yeah. Did you check out the polls on the internet before the last presidential election?
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Really smart.
Yeah.
All right. We're going with it.
All right. Okay. This is a two-parter. This should be pretty easy, but there are 2 points associated with this question. Pepper's ghost is utilized in which attraction?
Randy.
Go ahead, Randy.
Haunted Mansion.
Okay. And the second part of that question is, where in the Haunted Mansion is it utilized?
In the ballroom scene, or the dining room ballroom area.
That is correct. 2 points for Randy. So Pepper's ghost being a century-old illusionary tactic to deceive someone's brain. I'm sure there's a better description of that, but off the top of my head.
You basically have objects above and below, and what you're seeing is the reflection of those objects being illuminated.
Yeah, so if you don't know what we're talking about, Google Pepper's ghost, Haunted Mansion, and it's pretty fascinating how this has been around for such a long time. And it's just very simple. It's a very simple magician's trick for it's an illusion, but it's pretty cool. All right. 3 questions left here. This one is worth just 1 point. Name.
I love how official this scoring
is. I know, right? Yeah. Name the annual Epcot festivals.
Dak.
Go ahead, Dak.
I'll go with where we are right now, Festival of the Holidays. And then I got Food and Wine, Flower and Garden. Crud, I'm missing one. Food and Wine, Flower Garden, Holidays. I'm going to kick myself.
You are. I'm actually surprised. 5, 4... 3, 2, 1. Okay. Randy,
what am I missing, Randy?
I don't know. I really don't like the festivals.
Oh, I know. It's the.
Hold on. Randy,
give it to Randy.
Yeah.
It's the Festival of the Arts.
Dude, you're just going to give Randy.
I was going to say, it has something to do with painting, right?
Yeah. Weren't we. Our last guys trip in January, wasn't that Festival of the Arts? I think it was.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, give that to Randy.
Okay, you're very generous, Dak. I thought you were more competitive than this.
Just took me a minute to come around on it. I had to stop thinking about it to think about it.
All right, so what's
I really actually, I really don't care for the festivals, honestly. It doesn't, it's not what, I mean, I think Flower and Garden's pretty cool. I like looking at the topiaries and stuff, but all the rest of them just brings a bunch of drunkenness.
I enjoy the Food and Wine because I like the different kiosks they bring out.
Yeah, every so often you can find a little food gem in there, but it's few and far. Not
Australia always has good beef.
But that's the thing too, is you know, they might have those out there, but I'm never willing to wait in those lines.
Yeah, you got to find
really long lines, you know? I got roller coasters and not roller coasters to ride, like Test Track.
All right. Point taken. All right. We got 2 questions left, and because of Dak's generosity, Randy now leads 8-6.
Ooh.
All right.
Got to be aggressive here.
This question is worth 2 points.
Dak.
All right. What is the answer?
What is it?
All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. This is a little segment that we're going to call Where Am I? All right. I'm going to walk through a park and describe where I'm walking and stop. And you will need to tell me where I am looking or where I'm at. Okay.
Disney World.
1 point for Dak. All right. So I'm at Magic Kingdom. I am facing the castle.
You just asked us to tell you where you're at.
Okay. I am in the hub. I am facing the castle. I'm going to take a left. I'm going to pass over the bridge into Liberty Square. Sleepy Hollow is on my right. Ye Old A Christmas Shop is on my left. I'm going to keep walking past the Liberty Square Market on the right. I'm going to look up and I'm going to see Columbia Harbor House. I am then going to look left. I'm looking left and I'm going to go left and see the Haunted Mansion in front of me. But before I enter the Haunted Mansion, I'm going to take a peek to the right. And one of my favorite stores in all of Magic Kingdom.
Dak. Randy.
What am I looking at, Dak?
I'm going to mispronounce it, but it's like Memoriarity or something like that.
No, that's not right. It's Memento Mori.
Memento Mori, that's it, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you say that word.
Memento. Exactly the way it's spelled.
Yeah.
Memento Mori.
Give a point to Randy because he pronounced it right.
Yeah, you were pretty bad on that one, Dak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I say 2 points on that one?
We'll split it.
Yeah. We'll give you 1 point
each. We both chimed in at the same time.
That's true. One. But that is one of my favorite shops.
Oh, it's a great shop.
Yeah.
Memento Mori.
A lot of unique items that you can't find another gift
shop. You're not gonna find some of the other souvenirs and stuff anywhere else. Nowhere else.
Did you guys know? You guys know that the voice of the guy in the stretching room at the Haunted Mansion is the same guy who plays one of the dudes in Frosty the Snowman, the cartoon.
What?
Yes,
like Santa Claus or something like that.
Yeah, I think he's Santa, or in Rudolph or whatever. Anyways, it's the same guy.
I think he's also Tony the Tiger. Is it Tony the Tiger? Or am I thinking of someone else? It's crazy.
Anyways.
Just all sorts of things you learn on this podcast.
Random thought that just popped into my head.
The listeners are just so blessed. They don't even know it. All right. Well, guys, this is the final question. Randy's leading 9-7. This last question is worth 3 points.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay. And
that was pretty arbitrary, wasn't it? Yeah.
How convenient.
Yes, right.
Oh, either Randy's going to win. How that works.
Yeah. Well, no. If you could see my spreadsheet, you would see that it's, I had already typed in this is going to be a 3-point question because it's the last.
Conveniently, your camera's not working. Uh huh. Yeah, right. If you could see my spreadsheet.
Well, if you guys weren't giving each other points, hey, listen, I think this will be difficult, but we'll see. Okay.
I'm just happy I made it competitive. That's all.
Yeah. Well, this is going to test your Disney history knowledge. Yeah. All right. After Roy Disney and after Walt Disney, the company has had 6 CEOs.
Mm.
For 3 points, name at least 5 of them.
Dak.
Go ahead, Dak.
So I got the two Bobs, right?
Just finish.
Bob Iger and Bob Chapek.
Okay.
I got Ron Disney.
Okay.
And I got Roy. Roy Disney. Not Walt's brother, Walt's nephew. And then, this might be a guess. Card Walker.
Okay.
That's my 5th, right?
Yeah, but you're wrong.
Who did I miss? Card Walker was never a CEO, right?
No, he was. That's not who you missed.
Who did I miss then?
Well, are you going to give it a shot, Randy?
Michael Eisner.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Eisner. So, yeah, Randy wins. So, Dak, I think what you were thinking of, you're thinking of Ron Miller.
Yeah, Miller, not Disney.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Not the same family.
He married Walt's daughter.
Hey, Dak, how about we just start calling you Jeff?
No, come on.
My name's Jeff.
All right, now I'm protesting.
Well, do you guys know who the first CEO was after Roy? You guys remember?
After Roy would have been probably Card.
No. Card was second after Roy.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember the other one then.
Don Tatum. From 71 through 76.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So there were seven?
Well, technically, yeah, but Bob Iger was twice.
Got it.
So there have been a total of...
How did I miss Eisner? He's like one of my favorites.
Yeah, that was like the CEO of our...
Yeah. Eisner, in my opinion, Eisner might be the most important of all of them.
That
would be a great episode. We should have a CEO episode.
I agree. I think that'd be good. If not for Eisner and Frank Wells, we wouldn't be having this series. I promise you that.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of truth to that. That's
it. That's our goal for 2025. We're going to have a CEO conversation.
And I really wish, obviously, you know, because it was a tragedy. I wish Frank hadn't died in the plane crash, because it just took such the wind out of Eisner's sails. You know, I mean, they were just literally partnered together through thick and thin. And I think and then, you know, Eisner got a little sick after that, too, and it had some issues. But I imagine what they could have done, because they were learning a lot of lessons, because they made some mistakes there towards the end, too. But really, Eisner's biggest mistakes were after Frank was gone. So yeah. It kind of makes you wonder, would he have made those mistakes if he still had Frank there? You know, anyways.
No, that's an interesting point, because I remember, and I can't remember when they tried to build that little small Disney park near Washington, D.C. Was that post Wells?
I believe so.
The one out there near Gettysburg.
Yeah, the one that they protested. Because I remember Eisner's interview where he talked about how there was so much protest.
Yeah.
That he didn't have the stomach to fight it.
I think it was after Frank was gone. But
yeah, so I wonder, had Frank been alive, would they have fought that and try to put it there? But better yet,
had Frank been alive, would that idea have never seen the light of day? Right.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I say we come back to that. I think that's a great topic.
Yeah, that'd be a good episode.
Yeah. Well, speaking of not very good episodes, this one.
This game was terrible.
Maybe we're just not game people.
I
love this game. I had so much fun.
Okay. Well, you won.
Oh.
You did win. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
9-7. Maybe the questions weren't hard.
I think Dak was pulling his punches.
Nah. You got me on a couple. There was a few that I missed. I'm protesting the Ron Disney, because he basically was son-in-law of Disney.
I couldn't remember Ron's last name, and so I was only coming up with four. But had I been really clever, I would have just said Iger twice, and I would have still won the question.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah, but I wasn't that clever, so I can't take credit.
And I know it's Ron Miller. That's the part that bothers me. That's why I'm protesting myself tonight. I'm going to have a stern conversation with myself.
Yeah, as great as Eisner was, on the opposite end of that spectrum, we have Ron Miller. So, that'll be a great episode.
You got Bob Chapek is what you got. So.
Oh, there's
that would be the tough one to rank out.
Which CEO was worse?
Yeah.
Miller or Chapek?
Actually, the good episode is going to be which one was better, Eisner one, or Iger 1 or Iger 2. Actually, it's an easy answer. But
yeah.
Oh, we'll put a pin in that.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, that's all we got for the game.
Well, that was fun. Made me think about some stuff. Who I want to be when I grow up.
Well, that's our goal in this podcast, right? Is to make people think, get you thinking.
And to have fun.
And to have fun, which I hope that came through.
Good times, y'all.
Yeah.
Always fun to get together.
Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas to all the listeners. We really appreciate you listening in.
And we haven't decided if we're taking next week off, have we? the week of New Year's. Are we going to try to get an episode out there? Listen, I guess if you don't hear us next week, we decided not to do one because it's the holidays and we're all tired. And Dak is stressed.
And I am stressed.
Yeah. He's
it's
a
always,
juggernaut.
It's always busy until like right up until like the day before Christmas or so. It's just so busy.
Yeah.
We'll get through it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, guys, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We appreciate y'all.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.